It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 2nd. 1968, Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey premieres at the Uptown Theater in Washington, D.C. 1978, Velcro is released. 1980, Microsoft announced the Z80 soft card, their first hardware product, a microprocessor on a printed circuit board that plugged into an Apple II personal computer. It was priced at $349 and was Microsoft's first hardware product. 1986, IBM introduced the IBM PC convertible laptop computer with an 80C88 processor, 256 kilobytes of RAM, an LCD screen, and two 3.5-inch 720 kilobit floppy disks. The price was $2,000 and weighed 12 pounds. Also in 1986, IBM announced a new version of the IBM PC AT with an 8 megahertz 8286 processor. 1987, IBM makes some major announcements. They announced that the IBM Personal System, or PS2 line, with IBM's first 386 PC and a 3.5-inch floppy drives as standards. The Model 30 featured an 8 megahertz 8086 processor and with three expansion slots and PC DOS 3.3 starting at $1,695. The Model 50 featured a 10 megahertz 286 processor, a 20 megabyte hard drive, and PC DOS 3.3 and OS 2 for $3,595. And the Model 60 featured a 10 megahertz 286 processor, 44 or 70 megabyte hard drive, and that was for $5,295. Finally, the Model 80 with a 20 megahertz 386 processor for $6,995. IBM also unveiled the video graphics array in models 50 and higher for the PS2 line. They unveiled the multicolor graphics array, or MCGA, on PS2 Model 30. They introduced the microchannel architecture on their Model 50 and higher line of the PS2. The 8514A display adapter, and IBM and Microsoft announced the Operating System 2, or OS 2, standard edition for IBM PS2, and DOS 3.3 for PCs for $120 for DOS. Finally, Microsoft announced the release of Microsoft Windows 2.0. 1997, AMD introduced the K6 processor featuring MMX instructions and dual 32 kilobit on-chip caches. The price starts at $244 for 166 megahertz, up to $469 for 233 megahertz processor. 1998, Intel introduced the mobile Pentium 2 processor in speeds of 233 and 266 megahertz. It was codenamed during development and was called Mobile Deutsch. And in 1999, Ruby 1.3.2 was released. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Gary Kopp becomes iWin.com's first $1 million winner in an online lottery designed to lure internet surfers to the web sites of sponsoring advertisers. 2001, Gatekeeper, a company in Leedsburg, Virginia, announced a challenge for hackers to get malicious code past their firewall applications. A successful hack might have earned them up to $10,000. 2002, Intel released the 2.4 GHz Pentium 4 processor with 400 MHz front-side bus for $562. 2003, Apple Remote Desktop version 1.2 was released. 2008, Leo Apotheker was appointed co-CEO of SAP. Lawrence Lessig, founder and CEO of Creative Commons, steps down, and Yahoo announced version 2.0 of OneSearch. 2009, Clearwire launched a developers network. Anyone in Silicon Valley could get a year's worth of WiMAX service. And Yelp released an iPhone application of their popular Yelp social network. 2013, Microsoft launched the Windows Quick Start Kit for Mac developers, which included a USB stick with Windows 8 and Parallels for Mac. Rosetta Stone acquired online language learning community LiveMocha for $8.5 million in cash. Also in 2013, Outlook.com refreshed their calendar options with social integration. Tony Hsieh launched Project 100 for downtown Las Vegas and the Downtown Las Vegas Project. This is a fleet of Tesla cars people could pay to use. And Mozilla launched Firefox 20, adding a download manager, improved private browsing, and added the HTML5 features. And in 2014, Alex Kebkalo, the Microsoft employee who leaked Windows 8 to a French blogger, pled guilty to theft of trade secrets. He would serve 3 months in jail, then be deported to Russia. And Amazon launched Fire TV to compete with set-top box market. The $99 set-top box would focus on Amazon Prime, but also have multiple apps, including Netflix and Hulu Plus. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.